Since the Kids Off Nauru campaign was launched in August, over 170,000 people signed a petition handed to Scott Morrison today. And here we are at a human rights education conference. How can we encourage the community to act similarly in the future?
I think that the Kids Off Nauru campaign was a really good example of how activist lawyers were able to drive change, which was ultimately taken up by community groups and then members of the community. What you saw there was about a year of very delicate legal work by the National Justice Project in developing a line of cases to prove that the government had a duty of care to asylum seekers, and in particular the children on Nauru and Manus Island. Now, after about a year, the narrative started to cut through. When judges write judgments, which are extremely critical of the government's policies in relation to the healthcare of children, what you start to see is people standing up and taking notice. And then on the back of that, you had a number of community organisations, under the Refugee Council of Australia and others, and other church groups, take the issue up. And it was their advocacy together with the body of case law that really, I think, shifted the hearts and minds of people.
The work of the National Justice Project has successfully removed 50 children from Nauru for medical reasons. What kind of condition were they in when you met with them, and how are they being cared for now?
We were looking at children that were in harm's way. They'd either stopped eating and stopped responding to people around them and gone into what's called resignation syndrome, and they desperately needed inpatient mental health services, and there are no such services on Nauru. We also had some children who were close to organ failure. They were actually taken directly from the airport to the hospital because there was a great fear that their organs could fail. Now, these are shocking situations, and the fact that the Australian government's left children for 5 years on Nauru and allowed their health to deteriorate so much is a scandal. Look, their situation's a bit of a mixed bag. Whilst they're not on Nauru and they are able to access Australian healthcare, they're still living in limbo. They don't know what their future will bring. And it's extremely difficult for these children to get well, particularly when you've got a mental illness, if you don't know what your future will bring. That sense of hopelessness permeates their lives. And until they know where they're going or what their life's going to be like, I think it'll be very difficult for them to lead normal lives.
As of Sunday, there are still 12 children on the island, with hazy promises from the Prime Minister about all children being removed from Nauru by Christmas. What do you make of this promise?
I mean, Scott Morrison is denying it now, but during the Wentworth by-election, there was every indication from the Liberal government that they were going to remove all the children by Christmas. I think for the sake of those children, he should abide by that promise. He should get all the children off Nauru by Christmas, and the adults need to follow. They are in a shocking condition. The men on Manus Island are extremely ill, and they need to be found either a third country immediately, or if they can't find a third country, to bring them here. Let me tell you this, if the Prime Minister doesn't have those kids off Nauru by the end of the year, we will be taking legal action to ensure they get the appropriate care that they need.